Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Sometimes I dream.
Oh. Yeah.
That he is me. You got to see that Steve
Harvey
how I dream to
yeah.
be.
Can I hear what? You know what I'm saying. It's Wednesday night at 8:30. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show.
I want to be a gambling womanizer too.
We come at you live every Wednesday. Find us on Twitter at Larcher Lawrence. We're coming at you from the heart of Chicago. We're here in Lakeview, right here in Chicago, Illinois. We have some great people here with us tonight. As always, my partner Al Larcher's here.
Thank you, Clark. It's good to be back.
Chad Briggs, how you doing, Chad?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mr. Chad Briggs on the Twitter there. And then Brian Hunter's here today.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Brian. You can find him, U2 Hunter. U2 Hunter on the Twitter.
Remember
as well.
That Joe Hunter?
Yeah, I do. What's his name?
Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal program, Hunter.
Yeah.
I remember it. That's good.
Oh, this is the good part there.
Oh.
You know what it is?
Boring.
Oh, no. Guess who's turning 50 years old?
Wait a minute. Let me think about this.
Phil Wennington.
Kenny Albert.
Yes, you nailed it. Kenny Albert. Here he is, folks, my partner. My name is Clark Lawrence. See, I had to say that this week. I've been told that people don't know who I am. Here he is, Al Larcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Clark Lawrence, and what a fine American he is. And my God, it's great to be back on the greatest sports show taking over the world, now in all 47 countries around the world. And not only that, we're back on, are we back on that other thing?
Yeah, we're on Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio?
Yeah, you can find us there on your iPhone or your Android phone.
Let me tell you something. Before that Stitcher thing, it was like brain surgery trying to sign in to listen to this damn show.
Yeah, it is. And on Stitcher, it's pretty simple.
I push two buttons, and I'm an idiot. Like, I can't. It takes me a lot to get things figured out.
I know it. I found it. It lists all the episodes there. You can listen to any of them at any time. You can listen to last week's mini podcast version of the show that
right.
we had to do.
Where I proclaimed why the show is called Larcher and Lawrenson.
Yes.
Because I predicted that the Baltimore Ravens would win the Super Bowl.
Because you predicted one Super Bowl correctly. That's why. It has nothing to do with letters in the alphabet. Larcher comes from Florida.
Sorry, Clark. You and your 49ers just could not cut it. You know, you tried turning the lights out. But turn out the lights. The party's over. I called it in the first quarter. And who was right?
Yeah. No, you got it right. Ravens showed up. They played a great game.
So they would you would have changed the name of the show had the 49ers won.
Absolutely.
As I recall, being a big fan, the show has always been called Larcher.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
It would have changed to Lawrence and Larcher?
It would have.
That sounds like...
Would have changed the landscape of the show.
Yeah. No, it sounds terrible, first of all.
Yeah, no. I wasn't aware of that bet, but I would have gladly accepted it.
Oh, the world knew. All the alcoholics listening out there knew this bet.
Yeah.
They were tweeting about it.
How about the Clark Bars?
Are they still on the shelves?
Silence. There it is. Silence for the Clark Bars. Chad Briggs is with us, of course. Mr. Chad Briggs on Twitter.
How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Good to have you, Chad.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to talk a lot about my Jordan tonight, huh?
Well, I did want to bring it up.
I brought my trading card.
Well, I talked earlier with Brian Hunter. Brian Hunter's here, U2 Hunter on the Twitter. I think I've said that enough.
I actually wrote a list of questions for you.
About Michael Jordan?
No. Just about, like, for the interview.
Hey, listen, fire away.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I go?
We have an open door policy right. here.
I got like 50 questions.
Okay, hear me.
Yeah. All right.
Let's just try two.
Are you related to Lance Briggs?
I am not.
I don't have any more questions.
I am not.
That was
no
questions. They're gone now.
No questions, Your Honor.
I thought you were.
He put a lot of time into this, which I don't know. I almost not had much time this past week for anything because he did inform me earlier that he's taken the week off of sports.
Right. I was on vacation.
It's great for the show.
I was in the Bahamas. Doing my thing out there. I get back. I decide, you know what? I don't want any sports
you
right
a little
now.
Sports lint.
Yeah. So I watched 24. I had a little 24 marathon. And then I watched this guy in California get burnt to a crisp. And then I got...
I missed all of that yesterday. I'm kind of thankful.
Oh, no. It was good TV.
Yeah, I didn't watch it all, but...
What a story. With the State of the Union going and the Blackhawks.
Okay, yeah, I was gone. The Blackhawk helicopters or...
No, the Blackhawks in the shootout.
Yeah, Blackhawks
in
the shootout.
Wait, there were Blackhawks... Blackhawk helicopters.
They caused the fire in California where they caught the cop killer.
Yes.
Yeah. No, there weren't Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks were playing yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Yes, hockey.
And they were flying. There were, you know, this is I'm confused already. This
the story of this guy who I
and
think,
that's how we do who's on first on this show. That
that's the Larcher and Lawrence version. It's Larcher Logic. It's
Larcher
Logic.
Larcher Logic. And then today I wanted to listen to some sports radio and catch up and, you know, do my Twitter and look at what's going on in my flip book and figure out what's happening in the world. But Burning Man tickets went on sale today. I had to spend the day in line in queue getting my tickets.
He actually showed up at our meeting still trying to get the tickets. He's still in queue on his phone.
Wait, are you?
And he spent
you,
a good 45 minutes of the comedy accident meeting earlier this evening getting his Burning Man tickets.
Now, is there a way you can actually trade like ganja goo balls and blankets and stuff over the internet? Is that how you get tickets to this?
You
actually pay real money.
Tickets. But then once you're there, then you exchange the ganja goo balls.
And so there's some sort of barter system, some sort of primitive barter economy takes over.
There's no money exchanged at Burning Man.
No, that's pretty far out.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's liberating.
Speaking of liberating, though, you're saying you took a week break from sports, and do you feel like that at the end of every football season?
Yes.
Like you just need a because pro football is my thing.
It is mine too. Yeah.
So I mean, I taper off. Like basketball is great because it lasts forever, and you can start watching now, and there's a whole other half of the season to go. You can watch 40 games.
Basically, right now they're just running.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing really matters. They're just getting their legs moving.
They're running from three quarters.
Yeah.
The last three quarters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're getting a little tired. It's like the first lap of a pony race, you know? You got to get the horse tired before it gets interesting.
How many pony races have you seen now?
I don't live far. I live by Melrose Park.
Oh, okay.
Is it just cute little racetrack that only has ponies?
Yeah.
And you can only bet, like, cotton candy?
On Tuesdays. I don't know about the rest of the week, but every Tuesday
they clear out all the degenerates, and Tuesday is they must lose their asses on Tuesdays.
Well, they got me going.
Okay,
and I never win.
All right,
so
I've made that place my weight in cotton candy. I tell you that.
Oh, and haven't I? Cotton candy gum alone.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the Hawks game, I mean, phenomenal. How about the Hawks? Just give it a round of applause for your Chicago Blackhawks because they are made up of some Canadians, some Americans, and together this foreign allegiance has put together and assembled one of the finest professional sporting teams out there. And quite frankly, Lord Stanley might as well just hand us the trophy right now.
Yeah,
that's a lot of hubris considering they lost last night. That's coming off a
lot.
But they still haven't lost in regulation.
Right.
Not once. Pretty impressive coming in with like a 5-game training camp. They literally had 5 days to get ready to go. It sounds like Blackhawks players may have come in a little more ready than others. Brian, I know you're a hockey fan. You happen to be a fan of that team out in Michigan there. But I don't know. What have you seen in the hockey season so far?
They look good. And like I said, we talked last time, Corey Crawford still – the goaltending, I think the Blackhawks are second or the third in league against goals against average on
uh-huh.
two.
Yeah.
So that's obviously been, you know, as long as that stays, but they're going to be right there all season. And then the start that Hossa and Patrick Kane have had, I mean, they're off to just
the Kananator's back, baby.
Back. I mean, I don't know what he was doing. Was he taking a little hiatus from the booze and everything in Europe and Switzerland? I don't know. But
maybe he's growing up a little bit.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it was like all that.
I don't
stuff
blame him. He won the trophy.
No, but I think
as a 21-year-old,
and I
kid.
Think maybe all the stuff last year with you know the pitchers, all this talk of being traded out of Chicago.
Oh yeah, that's
I mean,
true. Buffalo
I mean,
was.
I mean,
big
there
talk
was.
For a while.
I mean, you, last year during the season, you asked Blackhawk fans about 50% of them were saying let's get rid of the guy. You know,
and those are the idiot half.
Well, he was the fellow that got into that trouble in Wisconsin.
Right? Yeah, he
Buffalo.
Did.
Oh, yeah, with the
trouble in Wisconsin, trouble back home in Buffalo.
Wait, was that where he fought? See, I don't know.
Fought the cab driver in Buffalo.
And I hate to.
I'm actually learning about hockey this season.
It's a great
yikes.
Really trying to get it.
Is he the guy that got into the. I can keep up with the guy that got into the fight with a cab driver.
Yeah.
It's my kind of
right
hockey.
What was the Wisconsin thing?
He was just with a bunch of like co-eds and drink, you know.
He was just really
broing
around,
broing it up like
those
hockey
bros, pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah. You forget the
crap.
You forget these guys are just like 23-year-old bros.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
sure.
They're bros with unlimited income.
They're kids from little podunk town.
Well, speaking unconfirmed reports that a member of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks the night before last night's game into Stanley's unconfirmed reports that coming out of there that he was in the back room. With a young lady friend. In the back room behind the Stanley's. You know, all the Blackhawks always hang out there.
Sure.
Just saying, these guys are broing it out, these kids.
It ain't like when I played. These kids
read
today are broing it out.
Read some of the Jerry Roenick book that just came out. There's some interesting little stuff in there.
Does he have a lot of hockey
like,
lore?
Is it in English?
Did he piss in the cup? I don't know.
He never won a cup because he Jerry Roenick. But, but there's some crazy nights, like I know, like a car crash in Calgary, like, you know, going to a bar. I guess, you know, that's everyday life, you know, for these NHLers and stuff. So
hockey guys seem like the athletes you're most likely to get into a good old-fashioned movie bar fight with. You know, like the kind of bar fights that used to happen in 80s movies, like summer school. Summer school. Back to school. There was no bar fight in summer school.
And it was like that in college.
Ski school?
It was like that in college.
Dude,
I worked at the hockey bar.
You touched 13-year-old me.
I worked at the hockey bar at Ohio State. You know, when guys come in, like Ryan Kessler, which everyone hates, would always come in. And they would get done with these games, you know, playing the rivals like Michigan State, Michigan, all these guys that they've grown up with playing since they were younger. And they, you know, beat the crap out of each other, you know, on the ice. And then sure enough, hour after the game, both teams are at the bar just, you know, arm in arm, high-fiving and drinking together. And like, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes. You listen to me. There's going to be somebody get that gall dang ass whooped over. That's fine.
Now, I apologize that we're talking about hockey here.
No! that was an appropriate drop.
We're bringing up relevant stories, and you're trying to – all you're doing now is just trying to find drops to play.
Well, yeah, that's my gig at this point.
You're the drops guy.
I'm the drops guy.
I like it.
He's part of a dying breed.
I like it, yeah.
He's got to keep the tradition alive.
Yeah.
It's you and that guy.
90s morning radio. We have to.
It's you and that guy that Adam Carolla won't fire because he has cancer.
Which one's that?
Bald Brian. That guy that does he does the sound. I stopped listening to Adam Carolla because it was giving
Were
me.
Were you on his
Adam
podcast?
Carolla.
I was listening to his podcast for a while. It just got a little.
Adam Carolla was.
I felt like it was giving me a
Jimmy
slow concussion.
All right, yeah.
Bald
Brian. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, he and Kimmel had their thing together. You're right now. You got that.
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, Al, I wanted to talk a little bit about your Facebook postings real quick while we're here.
All right.
You're doing the flipboard thing, and you're doing a fine job of it, I think. Sometimes you're posting, like, just when I think that you're posting too much, you cut back.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch.
And just when I think that you're not posting enough, you pick it up, and you make a really good post again. So I guess what I'm saying is kudos. Kudos.
Kudos.
Kudos to you too, man.
You're welcome.
I'm confused because that was like – it was like backhanded, like I'm posting – you know what? I'm posting what I want to post. And if you're okay with it, you're okay with it.
Are you getting emotional?
I'm always emotional. I'm an emotional man.
But do you disclose a little too much? Let's go to your page. Let's go to your page. Do you start talking? I have a buddy, a really funny comic here, his name's CJ Sullivan, and he actually started a Facebook and Twitter page called Vasu's, and that is vaguely attention-seeking status updates. And it's just like it's people that just say things. Yeah, and he just collects them.
Oh yeah, I do those ones.
Oh wow.
And it's just stuff like, I guess I made the same mistake again, trusting people. It's just like, you know, it's mostly women.
Have you? Yeah. And he just posts them.
I mean to call
as,
you out. Al.
Does he just post them as the page then? Or does he quote them?
And he's got all of us working for him. Like, we find him, and we'll cut and paste and send it to him.
Oh, that's great.
It's
good.
Just sort of ebbs and flows. It's not like something he does regularly, but if you find that, check that out.
Oh, definitely.
Man. So
there's some girls from high school that I'm friends with on Facebook just the Vasu's. just for those weird, just watching you fall apart on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I have those friends. It's unbelievable. Sure.
Yeah. So is Derrick Rose coming back? Is that guy? is he going to play basketball again?
I am in the conservative take your time. Take your time, Derek camp. We're in fourth place. The Bulls are in fourth place.
Yeah, but they're doing fine. The whole
they're
season.
Doing fine.
What's that?
What about the whole season?
You know what?
Are you okay with that?
I am. I'm thinking like we need like 8 or 9 years out of him. Not this year. But we're not built to win a championship this year anyway.
I agree. I like the quote that came out from him.
Yeah. Let him play, but like he said.
He said yesterday, he said, I want to be 110%. Mm-hmm. And he said that currently I'm at 80. I'm a long, long way away from 110.
These kids get these things screwed up. You give 110%, but you play.
And you come back early.
You play
through
at
pain.
80%.
Yeah, but with his size and with that injury, I don't know. Take your time.
Right, and it's not like, it's not like he is just fighting through a nagging injury or something and maybe I'll just slog through this so we can make the playoffs. No, this is by design, shut him down until, what did they say? What did Reinsdorf say yesterday? It would be just like any other, I want him to be just like any other player like at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. It's exactly what he said. He wants him to put him through a training camp. Let him get there. Let him be like it's opening day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a refreshed Derek is an all right thing at the end of the season. I don't know.
No, and I think with him, he knows better than anyone when he'll be ready. I mean, so it's got to be his decision. But I know it's like this injury, you can't mess with this. I mean, Adrian Peterson is the exception to the ACL injuries there. I mean, and with basketball and football being a totally different sport, the timetable to come back from this, no one really knows the basketball. Like Ricky Rubio this year, the guy from the Knicks, that Shumpert, I mean, they're struggling still.
It's
been a full year since. And the thing with Derrick Rose is, you know, some people are a little worried. Some people are saying that maybe Adidas is saying you need to hold back off because we're paying you 90-something million a year.
Isn't it 250 for a lifetime deal?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lifetime deal for Adidas. So they're saying?
They're saying maybe Adidas has some say, hey, you're really risking your career. We want you to hold off. And, you know, but then
he should Ricky Williams and just walk away.
That can't be right.
But here's the thing. He's got to realize – it's the Bulls contract that allows you to have that Adidas contract. So you need to do what's best.
But he's already
for you
cashed in on that contract, right?
He's got in everything, I'm assuming, right?
Right, not from the Bulls yet, right?
Or and well, Adidas.
What's the Adidas?
No, I
what's a lifetime contract made?
Apparently like a 25-year deal.
Years
yeah,
old.
Like 87, yeah.
Royal checks it.
Yeah, he's still. They still have a shoe after him, and he's making a bunch of money off of it.
Because I just walk away.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
Really? You'd walk away right now?
Just go take some holistic healing courses.
And I would still put out a shoe every year. Like, I wouldn't stop with the shoes.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Hell, I mean.
And as I got older, I'd release, old geriatric shoes. And you would become that guy. You'd become the Jimmy Buffett of that generation.
Wait,
Larger Logic.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yes.
Larger Logic.
Wait.
Yes.
Can we go back to
Jimmy
Buffett?
Have Velcro?
Derrick Rose is Jimmy Buffett. I think that's what he's saying.
Because he's like a good time party guy who likes to write songs about cheeseburgers.
If he walks away from the game now, he goes on a cruise ship.
He's just going to be a good time party guy.
And then next year he releases boat shoes, and everyone's going to buy those boat shoes because they were Derrick Rose boat shoes.
Derrick Rose and retires from basketball, goes on a spiritual journey, becomes a douchey 50-ish island themed singer who likes singing songs about his favorite drinks and foods.
That's exactly where we're getting with that. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't read that email that you guys sent today. It was a little bit long and convoluted, and I apologize. I should have read the memo.
I thought you turned it down at my memo.
But when Derrick Rose turns 70, his fans will be 70. And they'll be able to buy geriatric shoes.
Well, you're going to have – and also rich guys on these boats after the boat shoes. I mean – they're all going to want the Derrick Rose boat shoe.
Let me manage
the top side, the Derrick Rose topsider.
That's why I was the greatest manager in professional wrestling history.
Who did you manage?
Oh, nobody really. No. Give me the names of these guys.
I didn't really
remember the names
of these.
Were you a backyard wrestler?
Yeah.
I was.
It was just a couple of 15-year-old kids.
He's also an E-Fed former 7-time champion. E-Fed.
What's, okay.
No.
Something Federation. What's the
E-Fed? It is... You know what fantasy football is.
No, wait. We got Ricky Williams.
But they create
retires and becomes a burger flipping junkie.
Right, but they create their own characters on this eFed. No,
okay.
On the eFed they created their own characters, and then based on how much you talk.
How about the Cubs, man? They just had the they just had their home opener. They just opened Springer's
It would have been a beautiful day for it. It was like the high of 50 today.
Al, I'll let you out of this soon. What are your two wrestlers' names who made the eFed Hall of Fame?
The Mellis Man, Duke Williams.
The Mellis Man, Duke Williams, and?
Your personal Jesus, Hoyt Williams.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, did you played a fantasy wrestling game?
Yes, it's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Al has his drop back.
They came and they started
Jason
playing.
Ferrari was mentioned talking about the Adidas thing with Derrick Rose. Bo Jackson still gets paid from Nike. He's getting about $15,000 for an appearance these days. So they all. Like, anybody who left the game early is going to be just fine.
They should bring those cross trainers back.
It goes out with
this. Did you get misty when you watched the Bo 30 for 30?
Two of my favorites are from this season, that and Benji. Bo Jackson was that was insane. Did you see it, Brian?
The Bo thing was incredible. I
had to take it off my DVR because I would come home drunk and get misty and watch it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I tried catching it on ESPN2 the other day, but the thing is when they play them late night, the game will, like, run late, so you can't – if you try to DVR it late, you get half of NC State playing Duke.
If you have Netflix on demand, it's on there.
Okay. Not Bo Knows Bo. Bo Knows Bo isn't on there yet.
Last seasons are on there, but not this new one. Yeah, they aren't on there
yet. I ripped through all of those.
The last thing about the Bo Jackson one was I love at the end it said somewhere outside of Chicago. It wouldn't tell you, like, what town.
Yeah.
Burr Ridge.
Yeah, and I've also heard that he's in Frankfurt.
That's a special
too.
Larcher and Lawrenson there searching for Bo.
Bo Jackson lives around here?
Oh, yeah. He's a local.
Why isn't he on the show? I can get him releasing boat shoes next year. Right. The hell with this Rose kid.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Roger and me style documentary where you just go around trying to get an interview with Bo Jackson.
Bo?
Yeah, that's it.
No, Bo Jackson, if you're listening, please, just email me.
Bo Jackson! Are you listening?
Ferrari is filling in with some more information. The cross trainers are coming back.
Oh, nice.
They literally are coming back. There was a Bo Knows campaign this past summer that he was a part of.
Boom.
Dude, that makes me feel so old that the early 90s.
Well, he is like a big biker, 90s. Like bicyclist guy. I mean, I don't know if he's using PEDs like Lance or anything, but he did like this spike across like Alabama for the tornadoes and stuff.
One of my favorite things that they brought up on Bo Knows, on the Bo one. Was the cartoon. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I remember it as soon as they brought it up with Jordan and Gretzky.
It was all those guys that opened that Planet Hollywood for Jock's restaurant together. They did a cartoon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't recall the restaurant part.
There was Gretzky.
It was like an ESPN Zone type thing.
Somehow involved.
Yeah, it was Gretzky, Jordan, Agassi, and a few others opened a plant. And it lasted slightly less time.
Yeah.
Planet Hollywood did.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Sorry.
I had no idea. No, but the cartoon, I mean, they were literally superheroes. Bo Jackson was
Like how big he was in that cartoon. I mean.
Yeah. It was almost realistic. Yeah. To find out that the injury only happened because he's so big and like massive, like that was really
just
got
the
me.
Fact that even in the crazy that he popped his hip out by himself back in the socket was just like that's ridiculous in itself.
No, it is.
It's a weapon style.
Yeah. Again, Mr. Chad Briggs on Twitter, U2 Hunter on Twitter for Brian. You can find my partner, Al Larcher, and Larcher Than Life, and myself, I'm Where Is Clark.
I only retweet Iron Cheek posts.
The show is Larcher Lawrenson. Iron Cheek's a great post. Like, you never had to be a wrestling fan to follow some of his.
Oh, Iron Cheek's Twitter?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, it's insane.
The Iron Cheek, it's unbelievable.
Is that really him writing it, do you think?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
It's him.
See, but you're a romantic, Al. You're just an old softy. You're such a sentimental guy.
It's just him being him.
You go to the cotton candy pony races.
Oh, and what good times they are.
347
down by 5 with 2 minutes.
9456131.
Yikes.
347-945-6131. That's the number. Call us at any time.
Yeah, give us a call. Subjects, conventional wisdom, and authority. And as always, we'll be taking your calls and requests. Whatever you want to talk about. This is like in radio, sometimes you have the request shows where people call in and they pick the music. Tonight we're doing a very special sports request show. You call in and tell us what you want to talk about, and boom, we're there.
Tonight only.
347-945-6131. And if you have any drugs, just mail them to 7169 West Addison.
Yeah. Hey, we had the comedy accident show at the Underground the other night. Philip Groves hosted it. We did that Saturday. And Chad here with us today. He opened for us.
I did.
He did.
That was thanks for doing that for us. I know you had a couple things going on that night.
No, it was fun.
Played in a game show over at the playground called Don't Spit in the Water later.
Don't Spit the Water. Not Don't Spit in the Water.
Oh, that would
don't
make more
spit
sense.
In the water so
that would make
wide.
A lot more right. sense. Yeah.
That's just you're just kind of being a
whatever
dick,
you do not spit into the water. Yeah.
It's like talking to a 3-year-old. Don't spit in the water. That's disgusting.
I thought maybe you were hosting a game show with 3-year-olds. I didn't know.
I'm working up to that.
Occasional game show.
Don't pee on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever not know where your phone is and just go nuts?
Yeah.
All the time. Especially in winter, because now you have 7 pockets.
That is exactly it.
And the inside of my coat pocket on my I guess it's the right pocket.
Yep.
Is split. And so I put my phone in there and it goes all the way to the back of my coat and I have to reach around like an idiot. Like I'm on the bus pulling my phone out.
Yeah.
I lose it all the time. And it's a terrible, sinking, panicky feeling. And then you find your phone and absolutely no one has contacted you in those 15 seconds. And you feel like a moron.
Yeah. For some reason, whenever you lose it, you feel like there's some reason that somebody should have been texting you for the last 15 minutes. Or you said 15 seconds.
Right.
Well, I always lose mine for at least 15 minutes. That's why I brought it up like that.
Sure, and you think, oh, I'm going to have a bevy of messages and correspondence.
We were talking earlier about the ACL injury with Derek. I know that in the past week and a half, or 2 weeks since we had a show, a couple, I believe Rondo's injury happened in there, his ACL.
Right.
And then Brent Bridwell, a good friend of us here at Larcher and Lawrence.
He's okay.
He brought up on our Facebook page earlier today, talking about all of the ACL injuries that are happening to our basketball stars, particularly in this year, to most of the stars. He asks, do they need to be in the weight room to offset the stress placed on their joints and their naturally freakish bodies? Like, he doesn't know the answers, but it seems to be an epidemic is what he's calling it. I don't
know.
They might be taking it a little deep, a little far. Epidemic.
Well, it's true. These guys are so large and they can move so quickly and I don't think the human body is meant to play any of these sports really. It puts a crazy
weight training, like shouldn't you change up your regimen so you don't get that big in those certain places? I mean, you're putting way too much stress on the
you know
I don't know. You'd have to ask the guys from ESPN
Hunter who was the guy last night.
Nerlens Noel, a kid from Kentucky. Knowles. But that was
Beyonce's brother.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
But that was a freak. Yeah. I mean, that was just a freak accident. I mean, he literally landed on, like, the basketball support. I mean, it wasn't like him trying to make it.
He hit it hard, too.
He hit it really hard.
He was making a hustle play on the play.
Yeah, he was making a block.
Yeah, I know. He was running back, catching up to a breakaway.
If you ever become a high school gym teacher, you got to say hustle play a lot.
Speaking of
I will. And put it in the hole.
Speaking of like crazy injury like stories, there was an I don't know if you guys go on Grantland, but the article
like
on Grantland. Sean Livingston.
I didn't.
From Boys to Men.
Yes.
The guy, the one
is
with
the
cane.
The one with the cane. Okay.
So the guy who was the
We're
Clippers,
a couple of
you know, the Clippers. No, the Clippers guy. He was going to be the man. Like 9 years ago, he was drafted as the 4th pick in the draft, out of high school, only guard to be drafted that the highest like that.
Yeah.
And his, you know. Got his rookie year, got him into the playoffs. The Clippers, this is the Clippers at the time.
Oh, that's when they made the playoffs for that first time a few years back. That's when I found out.
Back when the Clippers weren't cool.
It's when I found out their only fans are Penny Marshall, Billy Crystal, and that Malcolm in the Middle kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie Munoz.
The middle one?
Frankie Munoz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's 10 years and how he had a devastating injury. And if you go back into the injury and go look at it, it's one of the worst knee injuries you'll ever see. Like, it's a pretty
bad. We'll have to look it up. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
It's taken him. That, you know, this is 8 years since the injury, just to finally get back, and he's still on a roster, but just like he's never been the same. And so all these ACL injuries with basketball, are any of these people going to be the same player? And that's I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
Do you have an idea for what to solve this? How do we stop this from happening?
No,
is it just going to be a part of our game from here on out?
Part of it.
Redesign the human body.
I think it's part of it. But not just basketball, football. All the players are getting bigger. They're faster. And, these things are going to...
Isn't it also the social media is so here right now? I mean, you hear about everybody's stub toe and everybody's this and everybody's right. that. Well, in the old days, you'd have to pick up the Sun Times or the Trib and you'd have to wait and
it's like the dead bird thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about there.
Oh,
few years ago it started popping up, thousands of dead birds
flocks.
In Alabama, thousands of dead birds in Denver, and now we're hearing about all of these things right away,
right.
So it seems like an epidemic when really that kind of shit's been happening for all time.
Right.
There'll be like a kill-off of these fish, the kill-off of these
and
things.
And it
that
scares
they can't
you every time it
right.
happens,
like,
no matter when
on?
It happened.
Did all of these fish hit a force field?
Yeah.
Now, if you had an intern, I would say, rush and get me dead bird and ACL injury data from the last 50 years.
I think you're going to find an increase.
The Larcher and Lawrence show is currently looking for an intern. Social media
critic.
Intern, knowledge critic, who can web. Mm-hmm. Inquire within.
Yeah.
Specifically, give us a call at 347-945-6131. 347-945-6131.
Homeless people, if you have nothing to do and you got a chance to call,
this is the perfect job.
Please, please call.
Can we go back to Jordan for a second?
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about.
Okay,
a little bit.
Because he's turning 50.
Yes,
Sunday.
He is.
Did you see the Antoine Jameson quote?
Oh yeah.
About how he could still average a double double
with the right teammate. If he had the right teammate,
oh,
the right team.
Did he not see him 10 years ago when? He couldn't jump.
But he was still scoring when he was playing.
He was taking all the shots.
Oh, my God.
Somebody scored 4 points in a game.
Somebody blew my mind this week with a tweet. It was a picture of Jordan guarding Pippen. Pippen in a Blazers uniform and Jordan in Wizards. I had never seen the photo, not since it happened probably.
Yeah.
And it just blew my mind. I think he can still play.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I want to. That's the – I grew up.
That's what everyone
I grew
thinks.
Up here. I was here – I mean, it hit
all
me
right.
in my prime time of learning to be a man, like watching these Bulls and expecting it. Michael
sure.
Jordan was bigger than life. He had his own cartoon. It's back to the Bo
Dude,
Jackson.
Dude, I'm not
thing.
From here, and everybody loved
yeah,
Michael Jordan
you're right.
in
yeah.
Houston. We had two championships. We love him even more because he quit for he quit for that year, and we won one, and then we got another one in 95.
Oh, yeah.
So we love Michael Jordan.
We gave you two.
Yeah.
We gave you
yeah.
two. The Bulls would have had eight. They'd have had eight had he not
had a chance.
Those Rockets teams were good, though, man. That would have been a good series. And Vernon Maxwell was good at guarding Jordan.
Vernon Maxwell?
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Into Jordan's dome a little bit because he talked more shit than Jordan did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Insane.
I still remember the first trophy he won coming back, the 96, when his dad had died, and he just, held on to the ball.
On Father's Day it happened. He listed on Father's Day.
Of course.
Yeah.
He won it on Father's Day? Oh, yeah. NBC loved it. They loved it that day.
Yeah. That's when when jocks like to do the, if you gave Hollywood a script like this, they would reject it.
So what is your favorite
there's
so MJ
many,
moment?
There's a lot of jocks that are screenwriting experts, I've noticed, on TV.
I liked the double nickel when he was wearing number 45 coming back, or he might have already switched back to 23. Yeah, against the Knicks.
He was still wearing 45, I think.
Was he? Yeah. And he, the last second shot, of course, he's going to take it, and he dished it off to?
I got it.
Will Perdue or Bill
Weddington?
Oh, dang it. Bill Weddington? Yeah, and he canned it, and they won it.
Yeah.
They won it at the Garden. At the Garden. It's one of my favorite memories. At the time, I'm recording on VHS, the hours and hours that, at the time, I believe it was Fox Sports Chicago, was the regional one, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing 48 hours of Michael, and I recorded all of them on VHS. I would wake up every three. I am a nerd.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But they still might be somewhere. I might on his birthday.
You can take those out.
I might drive out to my mom specifically to look for these things. Grab the archives, and on his birthday, February 17th. Yeah.
We're having a night.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it up quickly because it came out. Recently, Jay Williams, who had been injured, the Duke player,
right.
10 years ago, recently brought up that that it was a whole new world playing in the NBA. Guys were getting high.
Yeah.
Before games.
He said there was some weeds going on.
Don't they have to be this game
high,
an hour and a half
on,
before?
Getting like, on motors.
Don't they have to be at the United Center an hour and a half before? Are they smoking up?
In the locker room?
In the locker room?
I mean, we got to talk to Eddie Curry because, I mean, Eddie Curry, I think, has come out and said that he was into drugs, and I think that's nothing new.
Right.
And that was at that same time, I believe, right?
Well,
they were on that same team
well,
together,
it's
right?
No secret that there's marijuana in the NBA.
No.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
what a wonderful business to have where you can decide, like, hey, we'll test for drugs. These drugs aren't good. We don't want these in our sport. But pot, just leave us alone.
Yeah, no.
They negotiated.
Is that how the cemetery fine. Business is? Or?
I don't want to talk.
And they've been smoking something.
But isn't that going to change, too, as far as PED testing in the NBA? Isn't it about to become a little more?
They just suspended someone today.
Yeah.
For PEDs?
Yeah, Hedo Turkoglu. Just got 20 games.
Yeah, you get four. You get four tests a year. And as soon as your fourth test is over, they're not going to test you anymore.
Wow.
Did you read that Grantland article? It was like right. It was the week of the Super Bowl, and basically it was basically about him saying, I always wanted to write this thing, Bill Simmons saying, like, I wanted to write this column like, as a fan, you know, and when I'm, suspicious about something, I want to talk about it, but ESPN me has kind of been censoring me, and he talked about how he really wanted the Super Bowl halftime show to be Adrian Peterson peeing in a cup, because he just didn't believe that there's any way that that he could have recovered that quickly,
yeah.
Right? And he was also saying that, you know, there's this naive notion in basketball that they don't have a performance-enhancing drug problem. And I'm just – and he's saying, wait, in a sport where you're just – there's so much relying on speed and strength and agility and everything, they couldn't possibly there couldn't possibly be a desire or a need to do that.
But you don't see the size jumps as much.
No, you don't. You don't.
I mean, football, baseball, it was obvious. I mean,
yeah.
Tennis, when those guys started juicing up in tennis, all of a sudden, boom, the women were like guys.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're just talking about the Williams sisters.
No, like all female tennis. They're all.
A big thing
are they?
Yeah,
it's
a big,
huge.
Are they on steroids?
The PEDs and everything.
And they don't get tested?
I think they're doing it now.
They said the tennis there. I mean, I think what's the guy's name? Djokovic, whatever how you say his name. I think he just won the Australian Open. He pretty much said we need more testing because it's going to hurt the game.
Yeah.
Pretty much acknowledging that all these people to try to beat them are using it, and that's why some people have even said, "What about Nadal?" I mean, Rafael Nadal is like a freaking nature, and he's been
clearly
on the shelf. I mean, there's. Is there something to that? Possibly.
Was that a veiled brag by Djokovic going, hey, listen, all these guys are lining up trying to...
A little humble brag.
Yeah, I'm lining up trying to beat me. They're all on... I'm just concerned about their health. They're all on performance-enhancing drugs. I'm just, you know, I'm just a Greek god over here. Not literally Greek, but I'm just cut from marble, and I'm just the greatest tennis player ever. And these poor guys are going to destroy their internal organs.
What
shooting up the junk?
What was the ESPN drama that was shut down basically by the NFL? The football drama surrounded a professional football team, Playmakers. Do you remember that?
Oh,
about 10 years ago, Playmakers?
Oh, absolutely.
And ESPN had a contract with the NFL, and it was basically showing one team having all these things happening. Just like any other TV show where – if it involves a courtroom, they have every wild case that's ever happened. Well, this team had, like, the drug addict. They had, like, a murder case going on.
The aging veteran.
This and that.
The hot young rookie.
Do you remember this TV show at all?
Yes.
Playmakers. Mm-hmm. They wore, like, blue and black.
Was this when ESPN started trying to make movies?
Right around the movies, the Dale Earnhardt. Don't you dare tell me that you didn't enjoy that Dale Earnhardt movie, because it was rocking.
They made a movie about that guy?
I had to tap out of the Brian Dennehy as Bobby Knight.
Oh, that was terrible.
And why, like, they couldn't afford it. Like, I just remember they didn't shoot this thing in a real gym. It was basically like him doing monologues on stage, and there's, like, this cheesy-looking,
fake,
like,
people playing in front of him, like, on a small court.
Like, guys, your ESPN film.
You think they would have a bigger budget or something.
Yeah, you need it, yeah.
Isn't that one about Bear Bryant?
Oh, the Junction Boys.
The Junction Boys. See, I went to University of Texas at Texas A&M. This was about Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And Bear Bryant basically was a total asshole and, like, ran off half of his players because – He put them through these brutal practices and
like the worst things ever.
Yeah. And it was just like that was like back in the Waters for Pussies era.
Right.
You know?
Can you imagine?
And like I just and like the great thing about it is like only a few guys stuck it out. And, all, and what was the result of that year? I believe they went 0-10 that year.
And that's what the movie was about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
obviously,
I remember watching
the guy. The guy, you know, obviously redeemed himself, knew what he was doing at Alabama. But I just, it was a completely pointless movie to me.
Speaking
mostly
of
because I went to
of Roll Tide.
Oh, nice.
Not too much good press coming out of
no, not at all.
Alabama these days. Let's see, what was it? Four guys are connected to the PEDs, but then today, four guys suspended for mischievous activities as well.
Yes, and then also the Harvey Updike was back in something with his court case or something.
Harvey Updike.
The guy who set those trees on, poisoned those Auburn trees.
Oh, yeah. Poisoned the Auburn trees.
I watched that 30 for 30.
Oh, was there a 30 for 30 on that?
It's not a 30 for 30. It's a documentary.
On the trees?
ESPN has some weird bootlicking deal with the SEC, and they make these weird documentaries. And it was called Roll Tide, War Eagle. Bo Jackson's in it. Charles Barkley's in it. Like a lot of... It's not bad, but yeah, they talk about that wing nut that wing nut that poisoned the tree in Auburn. You should check it out.
And
he calls into the radio.
Remind me about
show.
His age and how and yeah, he called in and confessed, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he didn't realize he was confessing.
Tree.
He was like bragging about it.
Yeah,
right.
He got really. It's a very.
What is his age and profession like roughly?
Middle age, maybe 50, white, you know, but so, I mean, pretty much what pretty much everyone here up north thinks about the South, people in the South like this.
Would you ever go to Ann Arbor when you're 50 years old and poison things? Now, I know this hatred runs deep. Would you do that?
No, I mean, I just, every time I have to unfortunately go to Ann Arbor because I grew up 30 minutes away from it and right across the border. Which
next
is
to greatness.
Great. Yeah, we're a good border, but I just make, all I do is give it a nice big salute with my middle finger and then I just carry on. And
because that is definitely the mature thing.
If you could pee in their water supply, like, would you?
Don't pee in the water.
Oh, a Denard's water bottle? Absolutely, I would have done it.
All right.
Just Denard, though. You wouldn't do it to the whole city of Ann Arbor.
No, there's some good people, I'm sure, out there in Ann Arbor.
Oh, name me too.
ESPN earlier on Facebook asked the question, or it wasn't a question, it was, finish this sentence, without a doubt, the greatest rivalry in sports, or without question, the greatest rivalry in sports is...
Bears-Packers.
And you're supposed to finish it.
Right.
And I was like, without question, well, those 50,000 comments you have under this prove that there is a question to it. Don't mess with my mind without question. There's questions, right?
Huh?
Like, you're going to say the Bears and Packers. This guy's going to say Ohio State, Michigan.
That's why it's interesting.
I don't know.
They're trying to get you to think.
Well, I understand them getting. They want posts. They're marketing. They want you to post. But don't say without question.
Well, they want to. They want
it's
to
questioned. It's questioned.
It would be boring if it was so.
If there's a debate,
then
you're yelling.
What if they just said Yankees, Red Sox because they play that 15 times a season and said screw?
Yeah, you're right on that. ESPN would choose Red Sox, Yankees, because that's all that they show.
Because they're idiots.
I thought that us getting Theo here with the Cubs, well, losing all those games last year didn't help, but I thought that, like, Theo coming, like, the love fest from them would follow, and I'm kind of glad that so far it hasn't.
Wait a minute. Okay, I know there's an East Coast bias with the ESPN. I mean, everyone knows this. But what have you done, what have your teams done to merit coverage?
What's
I mean,
that?
Maybe just because you're a fan, you're taking it personal because you think you're
no,
not
no,
getting,
no.
But, I mean, you've had the New York Giants.
Yeah.
You've had the Yankees.
Right.
You have.
Well, here's my point. Is ESPN, like, the East Coast bias, they'll cover the Cubs when they're in the playoffs. When they're 2003, they're all over that. Hell,
beautiful.
They'll bring it up 10 years later to sell television. You know what I mean? But
right. Exactly.
But
so what do you want from that?
They're covering the Red Sox when... They're not doing anything.
They won what six? They had their worst season in like 40-something years last year, and they were still like the lead story. You know, one of the lead stories every night.
Yeah, no, this goes back to the axe I like to grind about the Lakers.
Yep,
and their whole let's dissect why they suck narrative every night.
I mean,
they do that on SportsCenter like every night.
But that's because it's interesting.
They did that
is
with
it
the
really
Jets
that
though, during the football
after
season.
A while?
It is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
they
did the Jets.
The
and
Jets
didn't
is definitely not interesting after a while.
They should right. be apologizing if they didn't.
I think
I don't know.
They did.
I like the mess that was the Jets. I like that their GM had no idea what he was doing, and they got a guy who they bring in Jesus, and Jesus can't get any playing time, right. And then the Hispanic kid doesn't know what he's doing.
I have a theory about the Jets and Rex Ryan. He's got 2 years left on his contract, right?
Yes.
I have a theory that the Jets will be the first team to bring in an MMA fighter and give him a tryout just to quote-unquote shake things up. You're right, Al. Yeah. It is fun to have teams. Because may he rest in peace, Al Davis isn't around anymore to do
just wins,
this
baby.
Sort of crazy shit.
Yep.
And I mean, it does get sad after a while. Like, for example, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I don't want to know anything about them. I hope they never get covered. They make me vomit when I see them.
That was the team that actually their players were complaining because there was a rampant spread of staph infection in their locker room. It wasn't bad enough that you played for the Cleveland Browns, but you had something that you could get at the county hospital in your locker room.
Yes.
Wasn't that a couple years ago? I'm not making that.
I don't recall.
It was three or 4 years
There's
ago.
There's not a pretty story that comes out of Cleveland.
Actually, I think Kellen Winslow was one of the people that was affected by that.
Thank God.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, then that's
that was a
staph infection with a sense of poetic justice.
There you go.
These microorganisms.
So better
really
than
smart
sometimes.
Some of our great rivalries are coming through on the old chat line in there.
Oh,
I see Bulls Pistons. Definitely, that's something you guys might not have
back in the late
80s. Recall.
I
mean,
not
well,
now.
No, but 88 through 91. In 1991, when the Bulls, 90, we got knocked out of the Eastern Conference Finals by then, and then in 91, the Bulls swept them.
Well, the Pistons
on their way to
knocked
the
out three straight years.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah,
night,
it was
so.
Them. Yeah. It was huge.
And I actually, yesterday in my way back.
And fighting with them with when Rodman was with the Pistons and all
that.
It
was crazy. And actually they had, I was listening on the radio yesterday, they had Horace Grant on the radio yesterday.
Local?
Local, yeah.
What?
No, all right.
And they were just kind of talking about, because it is MJ week pretty much here in Chicago. And, talk about his favorite, moment.
I hate Al Archie.
And
your drops. Why did I turn on that computer for you? I don't know. I pretended last time like it wasn't working.
What are you babbling about?
Chance.
And they said they're great. The best moment for them was not that first year, not winning the title, but finally beating the Pistons on the
right.
fourth try.
Yes.
And that gave them more satisfaction because they knew that once they beat the Pistons, they could beat anyone else in the league. And
well, I agree. I agree completely.
What a great love-to-hate team, that Pistons team.
Oh, everybody
That's
hated
what
them.
I loved. I mean, that's what I love about basketball. I don't have it now, I think, but that's what's so great about the basketball, the NBA playoffs is, being a Rockets fan in the mid-90s, I hated the Utah Jazz with just a passion unbridled. And what was great about the playoffs is you had six games just to hate. Yep. You could hate Jeff Hornacek's face, his stupid crooked nose, and the way he would say hello to his children when he shot the free throws by wiping his face like
John Starks, the dirtiest player in the game. That's what he was known as at the time.
I think
you're talking about John Stockton.
John Stockton.
That's what I said. John Stockton.
Yeah.
John Starks.
Oh yeah. He,
No, that was the larger logic over here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Stupid bowl cut and his elbows and Karl Malone, Ostertag. I hated those guys.
Ostertag.
So much.
Yeah.
And that's
the guy with the milk, right?
Yeah.
Karl Malone.
Oh, Carl.
There is a list of NBA All-Stars and Hall of Famers that didn't get NBA championship rings.
Yeah.
They're all because of Michael Jordan, of course, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Barley. Yeah. There's a, you're
you
right,
bring
there's
up
a
the Houston thing
there.
Earlier. That's great. For Akeem, there's a lot of guys who didn't get it. Well, a lot of guys who came. Drexler. They came to Houston. Did he get one with Houston?
Drexler got one.
I think
Houston.
He got one.
The second one?
The second one only. And Barkley came a year late, didn't he?
He came a year or two
late. He was late because he was on that Rockets team that Stockton beat the Utah, going back to your Utah-Houston, that Stockton hit the game winner to send Utah to the finals in 97. Barkley was on that team. I think Barkley was the one that got the shot knocked over him too. So
wow,
Barkley was kind of he was a chubby shell of himself on that team. He actually had a rule. He had a rule that they had to create for him because he would back somebody down in the high post and he would just dribble and dribble and dribble and he would just kind of hold the – but he wouldn't hold the ball, but he would dribble. There was a Barkley rule.
So what's the rule?
I think it was like – I believe it was 10 seconds. actually, it was ridiculous.
I do have the list of the 20 greatest players in NBA history without a ring.
Hit us.
By Tatum Baxter.
Tatum.
Tatum Baxter.
Good source.
Yeah, good source.
Okay, hold on.
Are you going to just list him?
He sounds like he's got
Mutombo.
A bunch of novel in him.
Mutombo's up there.
Mutombo's number 20. So, we're ways back, you know.
I was so happy to see him on that Geico commercial. Oh, yeah. Dikembe.
Dan Issel.
When we get to five, can we take a couple stabs at him?
Yeah. Bob Lanier.
All right. Keep going.
Dave Bing.
Howard Cosell. Dave Bing.
Connie Hawkins.
Oh. Connie Hawkins didn't get one?
Sweet Connie
Hawkins at the stadium,
right? There were teams with white guys, comprised of white guys back then. He couldn't get one. The Celtics won them
Cornelius
all.
Connie
they
Hawkins.
Did. For a while. Yeah.
They beat the other five
teams. Artless Gilmore?
What? Artis Gilmore. Not Art. Gilmore.
The Bull.
Artless.
Artless.
Yeah, he was a Bull back in the day, so he didn't win.
No Artless Gilmore. Bernard King?
Yeah.
Yeah, great player with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
80s?
Mm-hmm. Walt Bellamy? The Bellamy boys? Great little country.
Related to Bill Bellamy?
Bill's brother? No, the Bellamy brothers.
The Bellamy brothers.
That's right.
Come the Bellamy boys?
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
All the gold in California.
What's that?
I knew you would get to classic country.
Nate Thorman? No, he doesn't get any comments.
This is
Lenny Wilkins.
Oh, Lenny Wilkins, sure.
Uh-huh. Here, we're in the top 10 now. George Gervin.
Oh, the Iceman. Yeah, wow. He didn't win one. Yeah, he had a key role, though.
I didn't know that.
Alex English.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Remember the movie?
Was he on Denver? I thought he was a Maverick.
He was a Nugget.
He was, okay.
Yeah,
the movie the Rainbow. Started.
The Rainbow.
Who the hell is Pete Maravich?
Oh, my God.
Pistol Pete?
Those are the only things.
Is that the kid who looks? He looks like the
Pete
Karate
Maravich?
Kid.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You got to see that movie, Al.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was one of the best.
Reggie Miller.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yep.
That's right. He never won one.
All right, we're in the top five, boys.
Karl Malone.
Barkley.
It's Karl Malone. Barkley.
Barkley's number three. Karl Malone's number two.
Yeah, Stockton.
Stockton.
Stockton's number four.
Ah.
Shoot, who's the...
Patrick Ewing,
number five.
Are we one more?
We just had number one. The number one player.
It's got to be the same era, right? Wasn't there...
10-time All-NBA first team selection.
Holy crap.
60s, what, decade?
1959 Rookie of the Year.
Oh, jeez.
Elgin Baylor?
Boom.
No!
Oh,
nice
wow.
work, Brian
wow,
Hunter.
Nice pull.
Yeah.
They don't just take anybody on Stump the Schwab.
The Quiz Show Kid comes through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Al, speaking of Quiz Show Kid, we had that scene, The Family Feud, the other night. I thought you did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. I could have done that good of a job if it wasn't for your direction.
Oh, well.
You guys should have...
You can't say that and then give Hunter a look like that.
What look?
Just give me a compliment for once.
You were awesome.
You were awesome.
Thank you.
Shut up. Yeah,
if you guys
Brian,
filmed that, you should try to get Steve Harvey to...
He would do it.
He would do it.
Personal friends.
Looking for work.
I tried to get tickets about a week and a half ago.
To the Steve Harvey show?
Yeah, because you can just go online and get them for free. And
Chicago?
I put for one. Oh, yeah, it's at NBC Tower.
Why are we not there right
we're
now?
Going. No,
yeah.
You want to go?
We should
we'll go. But, yeah,
go to the Museum of Surgical Science next Tuesday.
I'll do that next Tuesday. It's free day, right?
I went on Tuesday. Oh, man. Just bone saws and fetuses. And
yeah.
They had, these very, because I guess I feel like, you know, if anybody finds an old, if the Pawn Stars gang finds an old bone saw, they just donate it to the Museum of Surgical Science.
There's another show called Oddities. It's probably pretty similar to that.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
It's like Pawn Stars and weird shit.
Yeah, okay.
Like skulls. And
okay, sure.
Books made of skin.
Speaking of skulls, they had they had skulls with the trephination hole in them, where it's just like it's the oldest surgery. History is like, they had the skull from 2000 BC.
Didn't they think he had headaches or something?
It was everything from headaches to we believe you're possessed by demons and they clearly live in your head. And so they would cut a hole. And the great thing about it was you could see, and they pointed out that you could see tissue regrowing. So this dude with a hole in his head survived
what?
Period of time, which is a big hole in his skull.
So that's how they
that's
how you would experiment.
They
back
knocked
then.
A
you
hole.
Would just try
they knocked. Oh yeah, they had like all these. Oh, yeah. great, they had yeah. like all these great crude Jeez. Tools where they just like where they would cut a circle in your head, and it was just that and leeches, and that was pretty much it.
I never heard back from the Steve Harvey show about my tickets either. In the time frame has passed.
Dude, did you just check your phone?
In the comments, yeah, I did, and they're not there. In the comments, I put down I requested a Lazy Boy to sit by myself and beverage service. Is
right.
what I requested,
oh.
and I never heard.
What
that.
Did you put in the rider for your co-host?
I didn't. I put down. I was just going to take one ticket because I know you work the 9 to 5 these days. So,
oh. Are you kidding me? For a chance to see the Steve Harvey show?
Yeah.
Oh wait, is this the black guy or is this the bald guy?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, he's black and bald.
Oh, you just blew my mind.
No, the Family Feud host.
Oh, okay, yeah. Not the dope who used to be Springer's
Think
bodyguard.
Like a, no.
That's
real.
Right, we're not going to see that.
No, why would we see that? That's no.
This is the author of the best-selling Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
That boy's one mean motherfucker.
Act Like a Lady. It was made into a hit film.
Katy Perry? Or,
no, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
The Tyler Perry movie?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are racist.
No, I just don't get it. That's all.
I just don't
no
get
problem.
It. I'm not a racist.
I just
don't,
get,
don't
it.
Get it.
They can tell their jokes, and I don't get it.
My buddy, well, I had a roommate several years ago. He had been okie-doked from his job. And
Al Gore.
It wasn't Al Gore.
Oh.
But he had been fired, and he... Just to pick up some extra change, he was an audience member of Judge Mathis a few times, and it was like an 8-hour day. They paid you like $40, and there was like a 15-minute snack break,
Dude.
Not a lunch break. You just could go to like the vending machine.
You had to pay for the snacks. Too.
When
yeah.
I was
oh,
unemployed,
yeah.
I would sit there and watch Judge Mathis for 8 hours every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, you could have gotten paid,
Unbelievable.
Man.
You know, wow. I was once on the jury.
Mathis films at NBC Tower, too.
Yeah, I want to see him. I was once on the Jenny Jones show.
Were you?
In drag, yeah.
Oh, can we pull that clip up?
I do have it on
can
a
we
TiVo.
Watch that on TV, YouTube
it,
on the radio?
I have it on an old TiVo.
Do you really?
Yeah, but I can't, like, pull it up because it's a TiVo and it's 100 years old.
How did you end up being on there in drag?
I was in line, and this British guy comes up to me, and he starts, like, making the frame with his hands.
Oh.
He, like,
wow.
I'm going to make you a star.
Yes. He goes, you're perfect, man. And I go, okay, thank you. And he goes, no, are you perfect? I go, okay. He goes, are you an extrovert? I go, no, man, no, I'm not into that kind of stuff. And my buddy's like, he's like, dude, you're an extrovert. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm an extrovert. So next thing you know, they're picking me up in a limo. He goes, do you want to be on the show? I go, yeah, I got tickets. He's like, no, man, do you want to be on the show? I go, okay. He goes, would you mind dressing up as former guests? I go, no. He goes, would you mind if that former guest was a woman? I go, no,
yeah.
That's fine. So the next day they pick me up in a limo, and they take me to a nightclub, and I'm in a hot tub in a bikini, in like a leopard skin bikini.
They
only have
96
left.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you got that story out.
Drop the mic after that one.
Hey, so there is the Daily Double. As we say goodbye to our live audience, I just
pitchers
wanted to say
catchers
that
reported.
I wanted to acknowledge it that pitchers
sure.
and catchers have reported.
I tried earlier. No one would listen.
What did you say?
Pitchers and catchers were reported.
Oh, that's good.
Do you think they get a lot of work done in that week, or do they just kind of hang out?
A lot of
the rest of the team.
Drinking.
A lot of golf and drinking, kind of getting accustomed to each other.
Sure.
Waiting for the position players to show up, I guess.
Do they throw things that may or may not be baseballs at each other just to get...
Yeah.
Just to get used to the throwing and catching.
They're definitely
dynamic.
Playing catch.
Sure.
So, man, we're getting near the end of our live portion here. I just wanted to say thank you to Brian Hunter for stopping in.
Yeah, good times again.
Yeah, of course. Chad Briggs, great to have
you
on.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, you both have been on in different capacities before. You calling in a time.
Yeah.
I have to say the experience here in the studio is It's a hell of a, it's a lot better being here with Alan.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful studio. You got a beautiful facility here. You're blessed with a beautiful facility.
Are great, too.
Beautiful refreshments. Yeah. Beautiful Black Keys. The soundtrack of all.
It is. He's Al Larcher. I'm Clark Lawson. We're going to keep going with the podcast version. Listen to the podcast if you're listening live. Good night.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
So, yeah, that was the live portion, guys. This
wow.
is Chad. Here we just got to...
Now we're in overtime?
Overtime, maybe a couple minutes.
You mind if I get some ice?
Yeah. There's ice in the refrigerator. Well,
okay.
We actually keep it in the freezer.
I'm going to go walk.
We have that thing.
All right, let me explain how overtime works. The first person to score wins.
Yeah. Oh, we're going
sudden
death.
Then the show is over.
Shootout.
Right.
Yeah.
With real guns, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Are you excited to have baseball back here on the north side now?
There isn't anything that tickles my fancy more than the excitement that baseball brings to the north side of Chicago. It just brings a tinge of energy into the air that just boggles the mind with its traffic and drunks and debauchery that
yeah.
destroys my daily commute with their antics.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, yeah.
I think it's just a good sign with the spring training starting that just in a general, spring, the warm weather's around the corner, spring's around the
Real
corner.
Close.
It's just everything goes, you know. It's,
yeah, I get that.
Especially even in this city.
Yeah.
Like, everyone,
oh, yeah.
like, just, you know, we suffer through the 4 months of crap and then just
yeah.
Have the best
but
summer.
But I get the same
I'm excited. I live 3 blocks away from one of the teams that I grew
one
up,
mile, yeah,
that I grew
mile.
Up liking, that I grew up idolizing, you know?
Yeah.
The never, Chicago Cubs.
Well, good. I hope you enjoy the parking and the hassle and the people and the taxis
I'm,
and the noise.
I'm excited to
and
see
the
my
vomit.
buddy Tom again. Maybe I'll have another conversation with Tom. You know, Ricketts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like yeah, you.
You've told that story.
Yeah.
He had the chance.
I just happened to see you that day. It was your birthday, correct?
It was Brent's birthday.
It was Brent's birthday. I'm
last game of the year.
That's And he just walked around like he was managing a Cracker Barrel and going, hope
yeah.
you guys enjoyed.
Carl
oh,
Sanders.
Great.
How many people were at that game?
You could count them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
About 1,022.
In a garden variety Cracker Barrel off of I-94.
Yeah.
And
so I just sat down next to him and I shot the breeze with him about the team for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, he had an opportunity. He had an opportunity to ask the owner of the Cubs anything. And what is he? Hey, can I get a picture? Is that okay? You should have asked him the questions. See, when I met with number one, when I'm on the phone with Theo, when him and I discussed the strategies of the rebuilding process of the Chicago Cubs,
uh-huh.
or when I'm hanging out with the coach, Dale Swain.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Good things happen because we talk strategy and we're rebuilding
Al
the
took
Cubs.
Took a picture
team.
With him. He took a picture with him.
Did you call him the coach?
That's yeah, what I call him. My
hey,
nickname
coach.
For him.
Hey, Coach Swain.
Have you heard Al Larcher on the show ever? Yeah.
No, seriously. Me and the coach.
I would like that. It's just sort of a, kind of an odd couple dynamic where you just keep calling him coach and he's just actually, I'm a manager.
Uh-huh.
In baseball, it's called manager.
He's managing.
All right,
coach.
All right, coach. Whatever you say.
He is. He's the coach. Anyways. So when I'm talking with him and when I got Theo on the line and we're splitting some flapjacks and we're having like just fun, we talk strategy. We almost just blow the breeze and sit there and talk about pictures.
You know,
hey, it's Brent's birthday. It's Brent's birthday today. Can
I
get a picture?
I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but you know, a couple of years ago, the best thing going on up there that I saw was Paul McCartney in concert. That was a great concert. It's nice having that. And then this year, of course. You know what I'm going to talk about, Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Not the other concert going on.
Yeah, Pearl Jam. How about it?
Did you see how fast those tickets went sold out?
Was that the big summer show at Wrigley? Like,
yeah.
Pearl Jam?
And did they now announce the other night
not
yet?
Not yet, but I mean, minutes. Those,
yeah.
Those
it sold out. Minutes.
Yeah. And I think all the rooftops, I'm sure, are going to. I mean,
oh,
I can imagine
sure.
what they're going to charge.
Huge.
What they're going to charge.
Well, in Vetter hits. I mean, there's a. Like my age group, big time. He hits our age group big time with
the flannel.
Wearing. And he's a big Cubs fan.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
We wrote a song.
Everyone
knew
what was happening. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the song that got them swept.
Yeah.
That's with that sea shanty. Oh, the Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song was dread full.
Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah. He never thought of writing one. Ernie Banks asked him personally,
really,
to write a Cubs song.
Because that Go Cubs Go song.
And he couldn't say no to
it. Could you write a song even more dreadful than that?
Uh-oh.
Go Cubs Go.
You're attacking one of Al's favorites right here.
But he wrote some other good songwriter.
Okay. City of New Orleans.
Okay, City of New Orleans.
You never even called me by my name.
Okay, but okay, so that's like
Fred
his.
My name's Steve.
That's like his. I just called to say I love you. I guess is Go Cubs Go.
It is. It's the worst song he ever wrote.
It's so terrible.
Baseball
season is underway.
WGN line is my favorite.
Did you guys hear? I guess they were playing like a. There's a new Chicago is awesome, hooray for Chicago song done by local artists. I just happened to hear a little bit on it. It is. We can curse now, right?
Yeah.
It is motherfucking dreadful, and it's even worse than the one that the Umphrey's McGee guys did last year.
They had a Chicago one?
Yes.
Get on this. We'll get on this after
it's
the show.
It's a super shit group.
All right. Here's a country music sports trivia.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Name the
Gentle Giant, Don Williams.
Name
Spencer.
The country music Hall of Famer
okay.
who played in the Negro League.
Oh, that's Charlie Pride.
Boom!
That's Charlie Pride. Come on. Come with it. Come
you don't have to call me Charlie Pride.
You don't.
Name the country singer who once tried out at third base for the San Diego Padres spring training.
Ooh.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks is the answer. That a boy, right? Al Archer.
Yeah.
Name the old owner of the Angels.
Kenny
Ewing. J.R.
Ewing. I don't know.
Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
His horse said, Trigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Roy, not Kenny.
No,
Kenny
owned
was
chicken.
From Houston. He would have. That would have been sweet if he would have bought like the Astros.
Hey,
what about the Astros in the American League this year?
Yeah,
how
weird.
About that?
It's weird. Well, I mean, they had him over a barrel. That guy wanted to buy a team. They said, here's the deal.
Bud Selig screwed him.
Yeah.
Look at the division he's putting him in.
Yeah. Well, they're
brutal.
They were brutally bad last year.
In the National League.
Yes, in the National League Central, the bastion of mediocrity is.
Yeah, so what? That's a question, too, like for these teams in the Central, because, you know, for the most part, when there was six teams with the Brewers, when the Brewers finally came over, usually the NL Central is like a hodgepodge of people, like, you know, the people only win a game. The Players got 85 games.
Right.
But this past year, the Cubs, you know, what, 61 wins, I think it ended up being last year around there.
Yeah.
What does this, not playing the Astros 18 times a year, what's this going to do for this team?
Yeah, that's a gift. That's a gift.
Ooh. Didn't think of that. That hurt. That's all right, though.
As long as they don't lose 100.
Yeah.
True.
I don't want to lose 100 again this year. Let's improve on that. They're projected at 77. There was a report that came out today. I can't remember who. The Cubs.
Okay.
So are the White Sox, by the way. Both Chicago teams are projected.
I call those teams.
I would take the White Sox over the Cubs.
I would too. I would too today, right now.
Last year, the Sox were projected in the same spot, and they went and excelled. So let's just keep that in mind.
Well, they drafted, like in bicycle racing, they drafted for Detroit the entire year. They just kept the wind out of their face while they maintained a one or two game lead.
I'm sorry, that's more NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
It's more NASCAR than bicycle.
I forgot about your demographic. I won't apologize.
Please.
For that. Okay.
Clarkstown is listening.
Okay.
I lost my Dale.
Dale mournfully, and that'll make it up.
Oh yeah, no, that'll work.
That'll help.
Or if you pick up a pickup truck and you paint yourself with just white paint a 3 in the back window, you can add a little halo if you'd like.
Sure.
And that's fine.
And whiteout's okay.
Preferably truck nuts underneath.
Oh, definitely.
Gotta have the truck nuts.
Oh, wow. Truck nuts. I haven't seen those in a while. What?
They were big in 2010.
I lost my Dale Earnhardt.
Big truck nut year.
My Dale Earnhardt boxer shorts on one of the Trader Todd's trips.
Oh.
Trip to, I believe it was, what's the one right next to Miami? Fort Lauderdale. Lost. Gone. So I picked up Dale Earnhardt Jr. ones instead.
Oh.
It's true.
How'd that work out?
Same.
They feel the same. I'm a little faster now.
That's not the Intimidator, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we talked about him with that ESPN movie. They didn't do those well at all.
Those were so bad. At least the Junction Boys, that actually looked like a movie. It was a
shitty movie.
But it had production value. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think the one about the runner ended up being the best one, the Roger Bannister one. I think that ended up, sadly, that was probably the best one.
Yeah.
They got out of that business really quick. They were like, well, we're owned by Disney. We can figure this thing out. And, yeah, those movies were bad.
Yeah. Well, how about it, Larcher?
I feel good.
Hey, the promos this week.
Yeah.
I liked your little Statue of Liberty one.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah. We had to go in the studio. This was a lot of work. But for this program and for my people, for all the alcoholics out there, it was worth it.
I liked your floating. You must have been on a dolly or something with the Steadicam.
Yeah.
That promo that you did.
Yeah, I was. Over at Soldier?
Yeah. Fantastic.
I can't really discuss what I was actually on over the air, but
it was a Spike Lee dolly ride kind of thing. Sure.
Yeah. I had a helmet on, though. I was safe.
Sure.
Good to go.
Sure.
Safety first.
Yeah. I don't know. That was on a whim. I happened to be there by Soldier Field.
Right.
That upstairs area is open pretty much all the time. Yeah.
You can go and claim a seat for next.
It's a Park District field. So,
it sure is.
So it's open. We can use it. Like, you pay the taxes for it. So that's
perfect. Do we do a photo shoot?
You have the right to go and chew up that field.
Let's try to get
and
over
make
there.
Make it unplayable for next year.
They need to work something out with that field.
Okay. The
soccer again.
I was told by somebody that worked at CBS Radio that I didn't realize this, but like one of the turf and grass gurus of the world lives here, and he does the White Sox field.
He did the Cubs too.
And he travels all over the world doing soccer, football.
Why pitches. Don't they get him?
But it's this town, man. This town with the
Union
grass,
money.
Yeah.
Park district.
There you go.
But you would think you could the park district could hire one guy that knew about grass.
Yeah, bring some good bluegrass. And
Hey. Next week, Jason Ferrari in studio with us right here at Larcher.
Oh, I'm excited already.
Yeah, Ferrari will be back in studio. Brian Hunter, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian, for having me.
You too, Hunter, on the Twitter. Yeah, I appreciate you being here. And Chad Briggs, you got any funny business going on this week?
Not this week, but I don't have a whole lot going on show-wise this week, but
I guess I should have asked you about
Twitter.
That before the show.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed that I don't have any good gigs.
Alan, I don't have anything going on.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter. I do have a lot of stuff going on.
We don't have a show for another month. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, thanks for being here. Mr. Chad Briggs on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow me. I like tweeting.
I'm looking forward to seeing that Think Tank video that you two boys did. Should be out in a couple weeks from what I understand.
Yeah, cool. It was fun.
Exciting times.
I think it'll be fun.
Yep. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8:30 live. You can listen to us live every Wednesday.
What?
Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Larcher in Lawrenceon or on Stitcher, available for your iPhone and your Android phone. And also, as always, on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Good night, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Larcher signing off. Thank you, Clark Lawrenceon.
Clark Lawrenceon signing off. Thanks, Al.
Anytime, Clarkson.
Way to go, buddy.
Oh, I thought this was like the second after show. Where you just
goes for an hour.
No, thank you.